Hey.
Hi.
So, your screen was also
No.
So.
Oh, I've got my pen. Well, I don't need it anyway.
Oh no.
No. No, my screen is small again. Well, doesn't matter a lot.
Here's what to do.
Yeah, I know. But I
Yes.
can read it like.
Hey,
Right.
my screen is big.
Great man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so
Right,
then we
great.
can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Right.
Okay. I've put some new things in the map. Oh, boah. So this is it. I don't know the shortcut, so F5. Well, our functional design meeting, that's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you've prepared a
Well,
thing.
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. I don't know. You also have received that mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
No.
Oh, I've received a mail with
No,
some additional requirements,
yeah. Right.
and I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements. Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide it in this meeting what our functions will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
We have 40 minutes for this discussion.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Well, Vega, the closing, I will not look at it yet.
Right.
Oh, no, I'll look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors
Right.
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with. And, well, they can have two functions because you have a DVD and a television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas. Yeah, well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
No, it's right. Yeah.
But where I have to do it, the materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs. And well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be
Not be easily
recognizable at
wiped
all
out, huh?
times.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspects, and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I
a new
disagree,
sort of
but
thing,
it's not
but not teletext.
it's not my place to
Well,
disagree, I guess.
the second is a bit pity because we just said we wanted to include the DVD and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
Oh, all right, that's a shame.
So that's a shame because especially for the third requirement. We want to reach people under the 30 years because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can
Let's forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it on the I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. It's important to know when you design a thing, of course.
Yes. I noted our slogan that we have, our company. That's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about who had to start.
Order now.
Well, then
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay, well.
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I have to. You already opened PowerPoint.
Yeah. See? All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points, next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all of the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It should actually be loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah, but what if you lose your click-on device?
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No, well, but it specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Well, beeping
No,
device would
we'll have a look
be.
at it, yeah.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read it? Oh,
No.
alright. So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I don't
I think
think.
you should put more time in the design of
Yeah.
pickup and use
Yes,
than a manual.
you should
Yeah,
kind of
right,
take a look
because you
at
don't
it
use it. Alright.
and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah,
It
right.
should always be a manual, but it
And it
can be
should be
very short.
consistent
Yeah, but
consistent
nobody
with
reads a
all the
manual
remotes.
about a remote control, I think.
Yes,
Well,
okay.
maybe for
Right.
the if you don't recognize a button, who do they call
Yeah,
when they
right. It
don't know it?
should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Only,
And we
yeah.
don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it. Then I
We are
think.
a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
All
Point.
right,
Is that
right.
part of
See.
the you? No, never
Well, we'll
mind.
have a look.
Next point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but. The designer should take it to should
Consider the
yeah consider the consequences of using your remote. It
Yeah.
should be good in your hand. Right, this is the most important part. We're like the requirement said, we're gonna specify if we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't
It's going to
afford
be
an
expensive,
LCD.
yeah. Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, s if we have a big, if we make lots of the stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
Well, we'll
Well,
consider it.
yeah. Well,
We'll
it's
think
your
about what
task
it.
to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information on that.
No,
So
we'll
I
look into that later.
Right.
All right.
And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think
So,
that's difficult to realize also.
yeah, but it might be important for the
We have
sale.
very demanding
It's
clients.
not yet a standard development,
No,
those.
and we have
So,
customers in
well, I do think
multiple
LCD is
countries,
more
I think.
reachable than speech
Yeah,
recognition.
absolutely.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, all right. I will consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
Yep, we don't rule them out yet.
Immediately.
Right.
Okay.
I think that's it.
All right.
I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes so you
Yes.
can. Right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
It's in the. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Shall I give
Oh,
a
you go.
technical talk? All
Yes.
right.
Well, go ahead.
Well, it was my task to explain or to point out a working design. We have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it so that you can
F5.
have the F5?
F5.
Yeah. Well, the working design, that's my.
Next button.
Well, all right, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I wanted to copy paste something. It was
All right.
originally in black and white, but it became black and
Purple.
purple, but I think you can read it.
Yeah. A bit.
I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. Well, you can see.
Maybe you can select it so it
Oh, yeah, so that it.
inverts.
And I don't can select. I can select on the things.
No,
It goes
the
to the
whole
next page.
picture. No,
Click.
never mind.
Well, you can read it. It's not too
Yeah,
difficult.
go on.
Well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared
right.
beam to the now to the set,
right.
and the source is of course the user. The user interface is the buttons, of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic
yeah.
idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So. Well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that is pressed, of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Then the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the well. It's very simple and signals the
yeah.
Signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal. And performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we had done that, and the button
yeah,
for
but we don't.
TV.
no,
so.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have some couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if you're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart and anything. It's not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly if you look at the shape. It's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that. So that it becomes more user friendly, and that problems like RZ and those kinds
right.
of things don't
Can I say something?
Don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much. Channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb. So you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
and you can immediately
make them big, make them easy to
well
to press.
You don't
no,
have to look and
like
search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, then you keep making the same well moves.
Yeah, right. I was
but
thinking
if you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah,
one of the things about RSE.
That's right. Well,
you can't have every button under the thumb, of course.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
so you would.
That's very important. And
reject RZ.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this, like.
Yes, I saw that on my mobile telephones. They also have
those
things.
Do people? When they pick up a remote, know that they have to do that. It's a new feature.
Well,
you can
yeah.
make
yeah,
a
right.
double feature, like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
well, also if someone puts picks
up and
up
down,
this,
they'll
remote.
Understand it. I think
yeah.
80%
well,
would.
If someone
anyway.
Picks up picks up his remote and he picks it, but he touches the side, then he's
yeah,
already
he
on the next channel.
Yeah,
that's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah, but
no.
right.
But in any case, the
no.
basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be well not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
basically as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very
no,
useful
it's
for you.
It's your part of the job.
So yeah, exactly. Oh, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this, but I had to make a schematic
right.
of the thing. Well, I had too little time, but don't look at this, please.
Well,
I think
we understand.
It's clear
we understand.
Yeah,
how
it's clear.
It works. All right.
All right.
That's
no.
the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can give the third presentation.
Right.
How late did we start this presentation?
I don't know. I think about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Losing time.
Then we
time.
Have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right.
Right,
so.
Right, right. So, SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but
I don't think
office
so.
Well, that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different. We all have different homepages.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Different links. Yeah.
Yeah, right. For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mike Junger, user interface designer. The method, well, I used my own experience with remotes, took a good look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already in use.
Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering centered, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user centered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like user centered.
Yeah,
me too. I like user centered
yeah.
Also the best.
We also do that.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and tailor text and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So I thought we would use more or need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that. Because
yes.
of requirements.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see the different from different sides, but I think.
No, I showed it some.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so
mm-hmm.
we can yeah customize.
Oh, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so we cannot just
yeah,
make someone.
It's a front. It's not the whole remote that changes.
No,
course.
But it's the site they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it. Then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah,
remote.
That's
so
a must.
Like
yeah.
You can put it
on
the back side.
Yeah.
Every,
well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
put the front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah.
The
so that
or
yeah.
you
yeah.
don't
yeah.
replace
yeah.
the symbol.
Or the
yeah.
the lowest part of the remote isn't changed
yeah.
by the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
let's not focus on the
yes.
front.
Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we'd use more function. If we had to include more functions, but we don't. So
mm.
yeah,
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think. And,
all right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's a high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical of critical
the younger
the younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap. Have a little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
crap aren't as much.
They are
well, but because you say their features are important, they want
but
a lot, but not...
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens and voice recognition, but...
Most
look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features, you see? So we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
Our competitor, yeah.
Competitors, right. So, I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they
well
cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators, you have those little LCD that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information.
A ticker tape.
Yeah.
Which program you are watching or something?
Yeah, that's
those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen you have, because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it's already integrated. Yeah,
just integrate in design to make it more trendy.
So when you sit like this, you can watch. I think
something like on some radios in car, where it's. Yeah, walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS or something.
Tape idea.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design, but the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Wow.
Well, it's just one script.
Think it's you got just a minute. It's a script that keeps it rolling, and it's not. That's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five
I think.
Yeah, for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
We go with LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, well, we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right, I don't know if I can find that.
No, we'll
maybe
you will
get that information.
We can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want. The issue with it. Where's my presentation?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Shouldn't we start with the most important part?
The
LCD screen.
At the bottom.
All right, Rachel, but we start with the power button.
Yeah.
When you sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
With the remote? With the LCD screen on the top, it gets a bit
terrible.
Unnatural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand palm might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
And then...
We'll draw two. And then we see...
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about. we're busy with something. And you.
Yeah, right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for
but
everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
room
for
the
interface.
The LCD is like small, it's wide, it's not high, but
well, I think Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So I like to use the ones
like this
on the top. So when I have to
we're making
a
remote with
a bit accentuated. Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want
we don't want them to look like a calculator. You want to look
must be a remote
like our original,
yeah,
but
well,
familiar.
But you
Yeah.
don't have to throw important aspect, important aspect like familiarity completely away, because
maybe
I think
a
it's
bitter white.
I think it's still important to have it at the top because
yeah, format,
it's
yeah, format, line wise.
Yeah, right,
it's more familiar
that's
that way.
Problem.
Yeah?
When I draw here, it.
It's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's
well.
Talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. You only have
it's
one pen for that
pen.
Screen. Yeah.
Right, we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
we don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it and still have lots of room at the bottom
yeah,
where
I
you can put
I
your
agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
bottom.
I'm the designer,
the
so...
oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah,
I totally
so
agree, yeah.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions
yeah.
and then
right.
look at
right.
the design?
We were busy with that,
yes.
Yeah, we should summon the...
Yeah,
the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
And moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes,
it's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's yeah.
No,
well,
it's
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Well, you
all
have to agree.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
save on. It's like this, and you
right.
must agree.
Let's
yeah,
we have a power button, saving buttons, LCD window, the number
numbers.
Buttons,
yeah.
channel, yeah,
volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
Uh-huh.
I think we should use something like this. The channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
and
also design.
And control also.
Yes.
In it.
Right.
Next pre yeah.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes,
player or
yes,
something.
They
yeah,
are for some video.
Drop some of these buttons.
You should put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RZ was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place. The most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hand and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position
no.
constantly with one hand.
That's what I always do because all my important buttons are
the good
same
to move
place.
From time to time. Yeah,
yeah but people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
they
no,
have
no
to be centered.
Would we have to choose a
frequency
way
of
in middle.
Button use?
Yes.
channels are most is most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Volume
you
hardly.
Can see. So the channel channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart, I think, up and down.
No, I don't see.
Oh.
Up
far
and
apart?
Down, far apart from each other.
You thinking about RSE?
Yeah,
well, not
look
too
at
much.
Look at frequency. not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So,
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well,
and
for example,
and
the power
button
close
together.
You can.
Oh, they're used four
times. If someone
hour,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it because I have someone.
I
the button
agree.
Is right. So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The
I
power
agree.
Button can be.
The power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 5 minutes. yeah. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to...
how are we going to do it with those
can
numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it
well
would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple...
I do
yeah,
think
well
you have
that's
to
going
keep
to take
you
too
have to
much
keep
time.
It central now. Just
yes.
You decide that, you decide that. And
yes.
All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface. So I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs. Well,
general consensus?
Well, it's a bit hard because we're going to be individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes. So
top or bottom?
Well, yeah, I still think it's quite important, right?
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but.
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. These functions.
Because we agreed we do have LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's okay.
The number function.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It has to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you.
Oh, like
on
that.
Most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes it. Yeah. That
right, so no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone, any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important
do
functions.
Do you still have the pictures over there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's about it. You do need like this one. We do need.
No, we did just said we
I
didn't.
Know, are we? All right.
Well.
no, okay.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most usable this way.
It has every basic function.
Teletext is gone. So all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about... and there are two important buttons we're forgetting. There's a screen. You can make it wider and less wide. And the button that you can go to AV for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clap.
Those two, but it's just two, and we make
just
a clap?
Just two under a under it.
That's a bit
we can
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Or I think at the top, your LCD scanner is going to go.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You can just put it somewhere. They aren't used much, not as much as those others. So you
can
put
can
it somewhere
be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit smaller, and well. And I think more at the bottom, yeah. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think? Those buttons? Above
well, I think
down?
They should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes. Yeah.
Yes. Well, any other?
Well, if you why you take
go
those
to video?
If you
go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to AV, to AV,
the video channel,
you can
set
to the video channel
that's
from zero.
Zero.
No, no, not always.
Not at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
the
video
can
channel.
Can
yeah, but
down
when you zap down zero, you get to AV.
Yes, I think
I don't. I go to 99.
No, then you press 99. Whatever. I think go to video is.
That's the
button.
But it's easy to go. I mean, if you are at channel 55 and you want to. Go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to get
you can
below
push
zero.
Zero.
It's more easy to get to with
I
a specific
one
button.
I use it.
Yeah, but if we're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons. Yeah.
Buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah. Well,
it's
different screen settings.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah. To of course to configure
program.
The program
okay.
the
oh, OK button. Oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah,
right. For your menu button.
You should. Yeah, I think that's important.
Channel setting menu.
And the settings to change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel. Yeah.
So, Chief. Safe.
Chief.
Yes, say.
The menu button is also important. Then
yes,
you can
I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu, alright.
So things like contrast and brightness should be...
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the zapping buttons or something.
Yeah. The
because the zapping buttons aren't used then if you are in the menu.
Guys,
yeah.
We're going to
yeah.
Go to our rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Great.
So yes, Chief.
Alright.
Well, see you. We had lunchtime, by the way. Now,
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
Get into my belly.
We didn't exactly do everything, man.
En dan gaan we in de pauze stiekem toch door.
See you later, Mike.
Zo. Godverdomme, ik moest nog een closing zeggen. Ik heb die closing helemaal niet gedaan. Hé? Ik moest nog een closing doen van mijn presentation, die heb ik helemaal niet gedaan.